Welcome to the Image and Glory Conference 2025. Open your heart to receive the words of righteousness declared to equip us against the words of darkness. Hearken to these holy words and be empowered to rule and reign.
Barada bando ustavat vamanate bango krovle kanete vina vandi etelia kafataneka vila bafreka nama tamba honsteneka. Even behold him,
my son.
Even behold him.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Behold Jesus. Behold the exalted one. Clothed in glorious garment of light.
Thank you, Jesus.
He is clothed in glory. Shining upon you.
Yeah.
Beaming upon you.
Thank you.
Jesus, even Jesus, Jesus, Jesus exalted for you. Jesus beaming light. The light of Jesus. Even behold the light of Jesus. Come into the fellowship of the light. For the doorway has been opened. Even for to receive the things of the light of the sun. The sun is shining. Even the light of his person. Even the light of his age. Even the light of his civilization. Even the light of his world. Even for to raise sons. Even for to educate. Even for to enlighten. For to raise air light of his world. Professionals. Professors. Confessors of his life. I open the door. Even for the transaction. Even for the participation. Even for the communication. Even for to begin. Even for to take a notch higher. Even for to come to the place to interact with the things that define even the full ceiling, even of this convocation. For I'm bringing you closer, I'm bringing you higher, I'm bringing you higher, and I sent you my angel, even the angel of the rich, even the angel of the writing, even the angel of my word. Receive my blessing, even by his hands. Receive even that which I'm showing, that which I'm signifying, even by his hands. Mekos kuvelita, receive the blessing. Receive the blessing, even of the Father, through the Son, even to you all, said Jesus.
Amen. Ministering Spirit, I yield to you. I yield to your ministry in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you for sending your angel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's see the Bible. I'm going to start very simply today, and I will remain extremely simple. Praise God. In the beginning, John chapter 1, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. Now the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Amen. And the Word, this is, you all know, Pastor must have taught us there, and this is not new, that this is not a spoken word. It's a, this is the word. Yeah, this word here is an eternal name. Is an eternal name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Of the person of our Lord Jesus before He came into the form of man. He changed form. He used to have the form of God. He was in the form of God. Then made himself of no reputation. And you can't say he robbed God when we saw the form he had before he changed form to a servant. It means this is a person that was not designed originally to serve any. There was nothing on his above him to serve. He wasn't a servant. He was equal with God. Amen. Jesus should be seen from this point. Amen. Anything, if you extract this from Jesus, you will not appreciate the sacrifice Jesus has done for us. Amen. The sacrifice is so heavy and so weighty that the sacrifice is still ongoing, never ending. It can never change form again. How many of you believe that? Now, with the form that he adopted, which is the form of a servant, and among servants, he was fashioned in the likeness of men. That's the lowest of service and servanthood that Jesus found its place in among servants. Amen.
Amen.
To drop from the eternal essence and come into being a servant is enough sacrifice. And then became obedient. Not so. He now humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Not so. I know wherefore God had highly exalted him. Hallelujah. And giving him a name which is where? That all things, that Jesus should be called, and at his name every knee should bow, of all things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen. Still to the glory of the Father. Not to the glory of Jesus. So, then you can, why will Trinity align themselves that way? It's an eternal formula. From eternity, and they will play, they play the script into eternity back. And then remain that way. And Jesus agreed that I will forever be under you and eternally be subject to you. Then that shows you that the Trinity has power to come under each other. And it took eternal power to get that done. You need eternal power to be humble. You need eternal power to make yourself of no reputation. Amen. Amen. I don't know. God will have mercy. When God was coming down and strolling down from the essence of eternal personality, flowing down from the highest point of the God, when he made himself of no reputation. Not so. Everyone say amen. Amen. I don't know, but Pastor Mike, I don't know, but should I say it's easier for him? And it's more difficult for him when he became man and rise up again. You see, easier without the form of man, because humility to God is nothing. They have, if you can, I want you to zero in into that thought that humility to eternal persons is their normal nature. They can remain invisible and disappear, and it's nothing to them. They are so extremely powerful. Now, such powers are not with angels. Angels have limitation in humility. Amen. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. By creation, so as you go, angels are more meeker than men. Angels are meeker, all the angels. They are more meeker than Adam. Because of form. So when you think of formation, are you getting the form of servants and the alignment and the stratas of honor in the heavens? In our natural mind, I hope I'm talking to, we think those who are higher is difficult for them. The heavenly order, the God order of, before they can put you high, you have to be the most humble. Yes, sir. So the highest of the angels should be the most meek greatest among all angels. So if anybody is going to be higher than angels, it's going to be meeker than angels. So what Jesus demonstrated was to take persons from the lowest cadre. So meekness is not to reduce yourself. Meekness is actually a demonstration of inner strength that you are higher. So what you call height is not to be high is not to be is not to to gather eminence. Only to heavens, to God. Height is humility. So if you want to know the very high one among us, you have to look for the most humble. So by the time they put us to test and see, wanting to read our humility test, that's the highest among us. The person that can go low, lower than everyone, the lowest of the lowest, they are trying to get the highest of the highest. And that's why to God to exalt you is to bring you down. Is to bring you down. Can you do you have power to conceal mighty things and make it nothing? Are you getting me too? That's why. So in Eden, you see marriage with Eve, Adam and Eve, they were in arguing. Even when Adam said it was Eve, Eve didn't get angry with Adam. Eve would have said, why don't you, didn't you protect me? I hope I'm communicating. Yes, and after they came out of Eden, they still had enough humility. You would never had that one day Adam and Eve were fighting and arguing. They don't have all those things for some time. That was not the law inside them. They were, man was raised with innocency and high meekness level of heart. Was it the meek shall inherit the earth. So then you, the Bible talks about the meek of the earth that needed to be taught in Isaiah chapter 11. Not so. It means the meek of the earth is not enough. So there are meeks of heaven. Why will God sit in the highest place of honor? Is because of the power to galvanize the resources, and yet the resources doesn't blow him apart. The powers of who he is. God is so powerful that anything you can imagine that he can do. But yes, God will say, let's reason together with you. Am I talking? You can still come down to your level. God is so high. And at the same time, God can condescend very low and talk to somebody who had nothing. And he will understand his language. And you can't expect God to break such laws because you want him to cease from being himself. Somebody will say, okay, God will have actually stood against Satan or stand against Satan when he entered heaven. Somebody offended you. Somebody did devastation to you and to your creation and still found his way to your house and to heaven and is arguing with you. And you are still listening to him. And he will still talk roughly with you? Does Job serve you for naught? As long as Abba Satan. He is the one who spake Satan into existence. And Satan was what, sir? Was given a right of way to level out his accusation. Say, no, he's a... Someone said, why? Because in him, said, he's a temple. God is a temple of justice. Let him be heard. Don't close his words inside him. Let him hear. Let us hear him. Let heaven hear him. His humility that is making... So you can see what guides the courts of heaven. They are the meek standards that are held there. And Almighty set them so. We can dwell in this verse 1. We can just dwell there, just be sleeping there and waking up. Amen. I found myself, because it's a whole lot of lesson. God is meek. You say God is meek. You can't fathom how meek God is. So why Jesus? That's why. Because we have to understand the Son of God. The message is about the Son of God. So God. Yeah. So I've been praying. Now I'm led to start saying, explain the Son, teach the Son, X-ray that Son. Yeah. Then before you talk about the rain. That this whole chapter 1 is enough to teach you about the reigning of Jesus. Pastor, not so. And that Philippians chapter 2 is enough to teach you about Jesus and his reign. It's all contained there. That's how many verses? Up to 5 verses, not so. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And who being in the form of God thought it not robbery, but made himself of what, sir? Of no reputation. So he made himself of no reputation while he was eternal. So his name was not Christ Jesus. That name was too small for him. Their name, Holy Ghost, what kind of a name is that? Word, what kind of a name is that? Nobody has been able to teach the meaning of Word. Greek call him Logos, but that's not. No, when you go deep, as it's not just, there is no, that is not Logos, it's not Logos, it's more than Logos. Logos can be a name for non-living thing. Is from there. Logo came from. Logic came from. Logarithm came from. Archives of number. It's a Greek word. So if we are going to marry it to this eternal essence, okay, this is like the storehouse of Trinity. That is all the Trinity, they put their things there. Anything you are looking for is in him. In him all things consist. Is before all things. Not so? So, or is the imagination of the Trinity, how they think, is inside him. My brother, these things, if you know who this being was, shout hallelujah. You will see, after him, Holy Ghost. So, those who say there is no Trinity, one God in love, I laugh at you. Because you don't know when you realize that their mind is actually carnal. Their mind is what, sir? Because they are very logical. How can three persons be one God? My God is not three. God can be 50. And it's not a problem to him, to them. We now even discover that even that word God, amen, that the Holy Ghost is seven spirit of God, and they are different. Pastor, do you understand? Even in that seven spirit of God, I now discover again that there is the seven spirit of God in the holy place. Then when you now move down, you now see another one on the throne, seven lambs burning. That's not Manorah. It's not the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom. These are ghosts of the throne of God. Not so. Pastor, those are lambs. But it's more than lambs. If it's a burner, it means there are seven spirits that are light. Is it the one that is in the eye of the lamb? You know the lamb of God? We just saw, having seven horns and seven eyes. Those are not lambs. They are higher. Those are not menorah of the sanctuary of the throne. Those are glory of the eternal throne. By that Christ Jesus, they've been carried. I have seen it by encounter. I have seen one of the horns. I won't lie to you. I saw seven. I saw one open. I will never forget. Amen. I saw a lamb carrying seven loads on his head. Seven horns. Many people's visions, the vision of Jesus they have is the man Jesus speaking to them. My own was a different thing entirely. Shout hallelujah. It was a being. When John said it has been slain, I didn't see knife on his head. I only saw him bent down, reframed, the broken. I saw a broken being that cannot defend himself, but yet carried the things that the whole universe engines on. When I saw the head, I knew. When I saw what was on the head, I said, all the powers, something told me inside me, is it all the powers of the universe is what this being is carrying. I saw it. I'm not telling you about vision that lasted for about a minute or so. So I can tell you that's not even his eye. The eye as I saw was not a lamb that was burning. The eye I saw was normal eye. It was a normal eye. Only that the eye was dreadful. It was a dreadful high. I didn't see it as the eye of love. Mm-mm. Got his eye. Eternally. I saw eternal's lamb. That's what I saw. I saw eternal lamb. I didn't see everlasting man. I saw eternal lamb. The eternal lamb is not, it wasn't as high as this. More than this. If you want to call him a midget, it's okay. Then a small tiny man folded his arm ma ni andasi ni atana ayuno nina. As they say, no nita. It's clear. No wonder John said, anion, little water, lamb. It's a little lamb. So it means what John saw on the fat on his tofu. Instead, silo, fast and silo, ento soma. Nina, stand silo, silo. Samanula, dear. To see. Hallelujah. I saw. Something is interjecting. Thank you, Jesus.
To the one who is in the midst of the throne of God, even one who was slain to receive glory, glory, honor, all honor, all riches, all power, dominion forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
Forever and ever.
Yes.
Forever and ever.
Mm.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Glory, 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 Lamb. Glory, Lamb. Glory, Lamb is here. Glory, Lamb. Glory, Lamb. Glory, Lamb is come. Glory, glory, glory. Come into the world of glory. Come, 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 see me again. Come, 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 come. Following the Lamb whithersoever I go. Come, follow, come, come, take my thoughts. Come, 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 receive painting, 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 painting of my eternal world, of my Father, my Father's world. My Father gave them to me. He gave it to me. And I want to show it to you. Come see the Lamb. Come see the meekness, even the meekness of the world to come. Come see the meek one. Come see, come see, come see me. See at the Lamb.
Amen. I'm your.
Sonala pafravla shedemale fe kapofaluta al apanata vrafla tembe fustena likta lablambo fi kabafla kabata ek digo gu kalufli kabata Zendo Ozito Onje 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 Nio Onje 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 Ebonia Kapa Papa Parbato Fata Nia Kafata Fergetos Kafata Napa Frebano Talika Bambli Kaplapla Catelia Batapa Papra Flada Obinosa. Come eat. Come eat the meal of life. Come eat. For I am a meal plan. I am a meal planned. Planned even for them who should inherit life. Who should inherit my life. I am a meal. I am a full meal plan. Come peruse. Come, take a peek. Come eat. Even my body. Come partake even of my blood, even of my law, even the things that constitute my building, even the things that constitute my life, even the things that constitute, even the things that my Father has given me, even the things that constitute even and make up for my reign, even my person, even my reign. It is an opportunity that heaven is granting you even to eat. It is an opportunity even to eat. Even guard up the loins of your mind, for you will eat. For there is a meal, there is a food for you to eat. Even I am that meal, I am that a light. My light is my meal, my light, meal light, light meal. Come eat, even that which has been prepared before you, said Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. God will help us today. I'm just mindful of time. Praise God. So rest enough. Praise God. Let's see. Arm knots is on the screen. How are you seeing it? John 1:29. Apparently a primary what word? A lamb. Not so? A lamb. Am I right? Do you have it on your own? Is it apparently a primary word? A lamb. Lamb. Anion. Anion. Diminutive from G704. A lambkin. Praise the Lord. When you see a lamb, it's a small kid, it's a child. Real lambs are not so big. Lamb of first year old. I believe that what Jesus represented when Jesus entered ministry. He was 30 years old. And you can see that 30 begins the things of God. 60, 100. So when they say he was 30, not so. Amen. I mean, that was the year of reap for God. God was able to reap a lamb from a man. So, God was able to harvest a lamb from its sheepfold. Now, there were no sheep on earth. It was the only sheep. No sheep like Jesus, whose spirit, soul, body was alive. So his soul was very peculiar. So God focused on him for him to bring forth a sheep, a first fruit sheep. And Jesus gave God an harvest of lamb from his Yan is, am I from his from his yarn, from his own storage. So that age 30 was an harvest, an adoption, where Jesus went to offer up himself to God completely for an assignment. It's the same year priest starts up start ministering. That's when the priest enter into the holy place. So 30 is a first year old, not so. And Jesus was actually offered around that time, not so. But Jesus wasn't just offered like that. God made sure that Jesus was fed fat for a space of 3.5 years. Then he was taken and was killed. Amen. And when Jesus was killed, Jesus moved into eternal age, from an everlasting age, he moves into eternal age. You agree with me? So his age becomes smaller in eternity. That tells you, if Jesus were to be Logos, that's how he would see himself. I'm talking about Logos in his form. Imagine Jesus. Someone like Jesus present himself in eternity, and Logos was there. He would be looking at himself as tiny. That's what I'm talking about. So in the eye of those beings, what you call big is not really big. So what they call their own lamb is not your lamb. Can be your mighty ram. They say, oh, this is a lamb. We thank God we have a lamb. Thank God. But is it what? But what you are calling a lamb is actually a chief in the spirit. Is a mighty ram. On earth, Jesus on the outward. It was John who saw him as lamb. Nobody saw him as lamb. He was actually a chief, a prophet. But to God. When they look at the laws inside him, for him to actively play the role of a chief one, amen. Because in Israel, the bullock is a steerer. The ram is the chief. When you're offering a ram, you're offering the chief. Chief means the ark of offerings. So somewhere is like the something begins the offering. And when you anytime you see bullock, a bullock is not an easy animal, not so. When you see a bullock, you see him actually using his leg. What is he using? What is he using his leg for? That's his steering. He's actually steering to war. He wanted to. That's bullock. So when we say steering, somebody that steers, that opens the gate, that means of a steering. The gate is opened by a bullock. You see Balaam offering 7 bullock and 7 rams. So the bullocks open the door. The ram goes in. So they use ram to consecrate the high priest in offering. Abraham, what he needed on the mountain was the chief. So the God showed him a ram for a burnt offering. I don't know if I'm talking to him. So that ram that was given to him for a burnt offering was the ark of sacrifice. That tells us that Abraham was adopted. It is upon the ram hope was placed. So Balaam understood the ancient parts because he was a terrible priest. He was not just, one would say a prophet, he was a priest. Balaam was a priest. And Balaam said unto Balaam, stand by the burnt offering. I will go. Peradventure the Lord will come to meet me. What are the burnt offering? It means these two offerings. And God, okay, yeah, yeah, go, go. And okay, and God met Balaam and he said unto him, I have prepared seven altars and I have offered upon the altar. Why did he say he offered? Why? So what called the Almighty? These two things. He can't deny them. Because, yeah, these are offerings you use. They showed him, because he was a priest and is a prophet. What I mean prophet is not just his lamentation, his exterior posture in the prophetic. Am I communicating to you? But his inner configuration. He was a brethren who had not completed his course. Not so. So he knew what to give. My brother, sir, we are getting to a place that when we offer certain things, there's nothing God can do. There's nothing God can do. He will have to honor it. So if this fellow decides to curse you, he's not cursing you by the devil, he's cursing you by God. They will accept somebody commit and interceded on your behalf. So the person that was interceding against him was not even Moses. It was God. God was fighting him. God was waging war, then blocking him and saying there is no divination against Israel. It means if there is no divination and there is no enchantment, it means he's looking into things where you can be cursed. He's not just cursing you. He will heap up reason for to put curse. Not so, my pastor. So the word Satan, pastor, is not the devil. The word Satan means an hinderer. When there is Satan, the devil. Satan is he who will stop you. And Satan hindered me. We wanted to come to you, but Satan, before you can place the, are you getting me, sir? The role of a sat, you must be a lot of things in the realm of the spirit. Okay, oh, I'm a sat. So forget about that thing. Those guys are, it's a spiritual thing. It's okay, I'm a sat. Is from there sat navs came from. Somebody that can, what's that? View from a high point. Throne. Satellite. Sir, what's that? Satanas. Poshivanaha. So the word Satan means wooza. Indara. Someone who can stop you. Like you said, he was Satan because he taught how to sat. Do Satan work against the children of Israel. He cast to taught Balak. Balak didn't have an idea. Can't stay stumbling block. I didn't want this meeting to go far, but honestly, it's because of your prayers, not me. in a, I have had a few things against, because thou hast asked them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak how to cast stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit. So this church had issue with some brethren among them. Amen. So if that's why they were not coming fully in the works, first and the last work, they couldn't pass the test of obedience in those works. Are you blessed by what I'm saying? I believe that the Lord will take us out of this pit we have entered now to where I'm going. Can we shout hallelujah? Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So like I said, that those offerings, those bullock, those what against a ram, they go together. They go together. I call one the stearer, and the other, God told me, go and look for the original word of bullock. What is this etymology? Constitution. He said, go investigate it. I investigated, and God showed, oh, you see, it's a stearer. I really understood in the spirit when they say stearer. I saw the animal actually using his leg. I get it in my eyes. I saw the animal using the leg. So, he said, as he's pulling back, he's steering to. He said, the nature of bullock is that he steers, he opens the gate. So there is an offering in the spirit, in the volume of the book, called bullock. Is a kind of obedience. You get me? Say it again, every one of you. It's a will of God. When if you get it and you do it, and then you get his ram, it's finished. God will come. Nothing will stop God from coming. So, if right now you go and say, okay, let me go and get one bullock and kill a ram, you only invite a demon. Because God cometh not by those things anymore. So, in the spirit, Jesus came to terminate that order and actually introduce book. And the book has been, my brother, before the creation of the world, is called the book of his will. And Jesus said, I am coming low in the world. Into by what, sir? I come in the volume of the book. At it is written of me. I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. And they said, like, come low, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will. So you can see when Jesus say, okay, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Sent me and to finish his work. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me. Everybody say that again. And what? I want you to say that, every one of you. All I'm doing is I'm extraying the son to you. Is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Amen. So before I move to his work, amen. Father, we thank you. The desire of God, great desire of the Trinity, their greatest desire, not so. So Mike, well, can you tell me what is their greatest desire? One thing they want to do, or what is their work? You know it. It's never there in thy mouth.
Of evil spirits is to
put if, God, not evil spirits, maybe.
Okay, of God.
Yeah.
The greatest desire of God is to construct himself inside man and see his life lived.
That's the greatest desire. So, what do you call that construction? Which is his work? Which is we. Now, what he calls that is his son. Pastor Dimitri, you agree with me, sir? Why they call Jesus his son is not because he was born where? In the house of who, sir? So, is what God did in the man, that work, but has stages. Himself. So who is your son? Your greatest work is not what you did with your hand. It's what you reproduce. That's why you love your own children. And there is another son you have. All of us here. You have a son, not so? Everybody. You love it more than your children. Not so? What's that your son? Your ambition on earth. And Cain has a son before he left the presence of God that he went to give birth to. Then he named what he gave birth to with his biological son, the same name. So the Enoch Cain gave birth to, really, was not that boy. If that boy is not willing to comply to that, he will reject that boy and wait for another. But he has succeeded in doing what, sir? And I'll tell you, Cain will never get fulfilled giving birth to one boy called Enoch. The fulfillment of Cain is what Satan pregnanted Cain with while under presence. Do you agree with me? And because of that, Cain killed Abel because of that boy. There is a boy inside him. What he wanted, what he wants to live for you. You live for your son. You live for your son. So Jesus was not the Son of God. In the beginning, he was God. And Trinity were actually living for their son. They had a son where? Oh, they had what, every one of you? Say it again, sir. And that their son is who, sir? Is their work. Spirit day here. I feel like tonguing. I feel like I don't want to tongue. I can talk. I can teach these things. And then the weight comes on you and want to shut down the teaching. Because those things come with glory. Ew. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 4. Thank you, sir. Verse 16. And Cain went out from the presence of God, of the Lord, dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife. She conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city. Almost as the same time. He conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city. And called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. Telling him that his city was his son. This is Genesis chapter 4. Can we see the Son of God in God? Do you want me to show you? All of you know where it is. Where? Genesis chapter 1. Verse 26. Can we hold it together? This is the Bible. 1, 2, go. Who is this one? Let us make man where? How many of them said that? The word was there, not so. So the word was saying that he too wanted what, my brother? The Holy Ghost said he too wanted to have a son. And the Father is saying, I wanted to what? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm ministering, saying this is under heavy, strong presence. So it's not me talking. So today, you know that your tongue is sentence of bloody attack. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen. So who is, so God created man in his own image. God, this man they created was not his image. It is in his, instead of his image, or after his image. They couldn't bring forth no ground to bring forth the image or his likeness. I hope I'm talking. Okay, let's read this again. Let us, yes, sir. Not so fast. Is it? And God said, let us what? Make man. And what, sir? Do you see a mystery in chapter 1? God said, God said, God said, God said. When he came to man, and God said, let us. He now opened himself. That this, they revealed themselves. Telling you, this is the being unto whom we are going to share the responsibility of ourselves with. Let's make him in what? After. Say after. The word after. Mike, teach me what is the word after. Meaning to so that people will hear after.
Okay, so let us make man in our own image.
In our own image. Uh-huh.
Then after our likeness, which means the likeness will come after the image.
Thank you. Then what of in our image?
So in our image means it's not the exact image, but is to be patterned after the image.
What of the likeness? It's also going to be patterned
after the likeness.
After our likeness. That's, I think we are true like that. This is English, not me. It didn't say, look, there is no mistake. He didn't say, let us make man our own image. There is no mistake in English, Bible English. Don't joke with this thing they call Bible. Jesus said, an iota will not pass away. So one jot is stronger than heaven and the earth. So let's respect the word. So when he was creating, Adam was not. Adam was... Okay, can we see chapter? Let me see Corinthians. Let's see Corinthians. Second, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 to tell that Adam was just a shadow of the thing. The first man is of the earthy, the second man is the Lord from heaven. There is the first man. But the second man they got in from heaven. This Lord from heaven wasn't image. It's a being that came and then took that form of Adam. As God will have it, everything about creation for Adam was finished in chapter 3. Chapter 4 or 5 of chapter 3. Adam has become God's likeness. Not so. Adam was more than now an image. Then he took on likeness because he was created. Let's see chapter 1 verse 26, 27. And so God created man in his own image. That's all. In the image of him created he him, male and female, created he them. So they were both image. They have just gotten the image. But likeness came much more later. Likeness is detailed than image. Give me the Hebrew word for image. We need to visit so that we know I'm not cramming the word Hebrew word for it. This is what scatter Bibles are for me. Hebrew word for image. Touch the image. God bless you. I'm sure, can we have it quickly? Is it possible? Okay, sir. This was the thing that showed me that the Greek word is not as rich as the Hebrew word. Before they say, you know, they say it had more tenses. Hebrew is closer, it's more spiritual. The Greeks use senses a lot. Amen. From an unused, not so root, meaning to shade. So God created man in his shadow. God just shaded him. I don't know, a phantom. Aye. I don't know what representative figure. So it's a figure. Figurative. Yes. They say you should calculate a figure in your book. They draw a trapezium. That's a figure. That's not. It's still on 2D. So if you want to concretize it, remove it out. Bring it out. That's 3D. That's likeness. So give me likeness. Let's see. God bless you. Thank you. So that they will know. Thank you for showing the Bible so they will know it's from the Bible. Is it resemblance? Concretely. Model. Shape. Adverbially like. Fashion. Likeness, manner, similitude. So, the first creation was what, son? Was a shade. You see the word, when you hear the word concrete, when something is concrete, it's a 3D thing. So if it's a concrete, it has appeared from where you place it on the print. So as the man walking in when they created them in chapter 1, it was just a shade in God's mind. It wasn't a complete being. Yeah, they said abdominion. So that time they said be fruitful, multiply and all that. It has not really appeared. No shades appear. So when in Genesis chapter 1, God was speaking things in shades, in shadows. In chapter 2, he now said, no man was on the earth to till the ground. It means all the things were on the earth, but they did not appear. So they were spoken by faith. Some people say when Jesus Christ participated in creation was when God now take word, light be. That was Jesus' contribution. That was God was speaking Jesus' version. No, no. Word, the spoken word belongs to three of them. So Jesus is not a spoken word. He's a person called word. I am still studying him. I don't know. I have not come to the conclusion of study. He's a person. He's an internal entity. Say amen. Are you blessed this morning? We have presence of heaven. Amen. So, now every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew in the, and it grew, so nothing was on the earth, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth after he created in chapter 1. And there was not a man to till the ground. You know, tilling ground means to make open up the soil so that water can, what my brother, can come inside. That's what the purpose of tilling is. When the ground is still, are you going to be still plastered? I mean, water will not easily find entrance. So you till, those who understand soil, you till the ground so that there is the miracle of germination will occur. If you put the seed on the ground, nothing will happen. So the seeds were placed in the earth in such a way that water can't reach it, because God spoke them into the earth. And those seeds traveled by faith and entered the earth. And then he was there. The power that sent those seeds there would not allow anything to expose them. So God now caused mist to come. From where? From the earth. As mist is coming, it loses the soil. God Almighty. Then it watered the earth. Then they began to see trees. Look at me. It means we did not see tree in verse. Which verse? Chapter 1, verse what, sir? Trees did not appear. So if trees did not appear, man that is more complex too did not appear. It was in chapter 2 that now God formed the body for a man. Chapter 2, verse 7. When there was, now God was watering the earth, but the man was floating in a figure, asking for body. Just like spirits. A ghost on earth, what will you call it, sir? It's in a figure. It's not making an interface with the real world. We disregard the enemy. Because the body give you what, my brother? Expression here. So that's why the devil wants to take our body so that we can quickly go. When a man is disturbing him, he will look for a way to destroy his flesh. So that, then all of them, the disturber of peace is gone. But God, the Lord God went ahead and formed the man of the dust. He formed the man. Formed man of the dust of the ground. This is not creation, it's formation. He formed, not created. Now God was moving into likeness. He wants him to be like the image. And breathed into his nostrils the bread of life. And man became what, sir? So he was made. When he was created, he wasn't a living soul. So what made him a living soul? Breath. Everyone say breath. What made him a living soul? Breath. Or what made him a living soul? Say life. So God gave life. You can be alive in your spirit and you don't have life. That's what's like. But yes, sir, that's it, sir. The beginning of the gospel. So the gospel has been preached, sir. So you can see that what Jesus uses as his manual is Genesis chapter 1 to chapter 3. He's always going back to Genesis. So Jesus was seeing everything. He would say, in the beginning it was not so. I ask him, what are you saying? Why are you seeing these things? Jesus was seeing Genesis. So the first man is of the earth, empty. Second man is the Lord from heaven. So where both men originated from is not what those men we are made into. So the second man was where? When he came to earth, hallelujah, he was from where? He came from heaven. And didn't go to heaven immediately. He gradually ascended into heaven. So the second man is the Lord from heaven. The first man is of the earth, etsy. Hallelujah. Is there anyone hearing? Can we say amen?
Amen.
How did God do it? He did it very wonderfully. God took heavenly man, the Lord, and God made flesh out of heavenly order. So what you call flesh is not what they call flesh. So these are physical flesh represent something great in the spirit. I'll give you an idea. Jesus said, you have to eat my flesh. Now, you don't eat his flesh when you're on the table of the communion, but that thing represents. So don't disobey, don't what, sir? Don't undermine the order of that sacrament. He ordained it for remembering his true body. But somewhere he said, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. So it's clear. It means we are actually eating his flesh and we are actually drinking his blood. Father, thank you. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
What is flesh? What was his flesh? Where did Jesus get his body from? He got his body from heaven. Most Mary ovaries was not fertilized. Not so, Pastor. But what God did was God took a fertilized egg. Power of the highest. And sow it in the womb. In the womb of Mary, and condition it in such a way that it will follow all our order, our feelings, we'll have some of our weaknesses. Now look at me. Look at him. He took on him the seed of Abraham. Are you getting what I'm trying to say to you? Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He took on him of the seed of who?
Abraham.
Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Are we saying amen?
Amen.
Not of the nature of the angel, but he took on him of the seed of Abraham. Seed of Abraham. Say seed of Abraham. It's not the seed of Adam. It was actually the seed of a woman who bruise your head, transfer it to Abraham. Abraham transfer it to David. They were moving him, sir. They moved him from Genesis to Book of Kings. Chronicles. Then, after a while, captivity happened. That seed was still moving around, you know, looking for which of the sons of David will carry the seed, until they found Joseph. Maybe after about two exiles, they found Joseph. And that seed was looking for who to stay. It was just going to it. Okay, in Joseph, the carpenter, they need to hide him completely. Jesus shouldn't show up on David's day. Am I communicating to you? It wasn't the appropriate time. The fullness of time was when we were without strength. When the world was dark, when there was no David, you have two high priests on earth. Are you listening to me? Even the Levitical order, the priestly house, has become weakened. The times of the Pharisee, a lot of sects are developed. Not so, Pastor. Those Pharisees, Sadducees were not there in the season of the prophets. It was the 400 years margin, the vision, that they were developed by the devil to stop Jesus from assessing the people. Satan has studied, he has mastered the script. He knows scripture. Please, I'm telling you the truth. Don't play with it. Now it's a cherub. Something is about to happen. So let's prepare for him. Let's give some time. He started preparing. So those ruling houses who took the seat of Moses are developed for 400 years. Perfect generation. Fourfold generation is a very strong fold. That's why they picked Jesus and killed him. About how many of those houses that were ruling? Two or three were very clear. Sadducees, Pharisees. Amen. Then we have the scribes also. Then we don't even have the lawyers. Not only that, I read one man who was a son of Aaron. Great grandson who saw Jesus. He wrote his story. He said he saw Jesus. He said he was surprised. He just saw Jesus on earth as a good, nice man who helped Jerusalem and helped Israel and healed people. A great prophet, supposedly. He now said something. He said there was another group called the Essenes. I'm sure Pastor must have known them. He said he went through all those people. Satan planted all those people to stop us from Jesus to enter, to have a connection to the people. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Is anyone happy tonight?
Yes, sir.
I'm about to finish. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. Is anyone saying Jesus will thank you? So you can see that when Jesus came to earth, it has no biological part, but it came through biology. God used our biology to roll in him. God, when they were creating man, God created an avenue for Jesus to come. He passed through woman. A woman has seed. I don't think the woman does not have a seed. A woman has seed. And God made him the seed of the woman. So it is in the woman's womb Jesus was planted. And you know, when you plant, when fertilized egg moved through the oviduct, that's the uterus, what's it called, that place, the fallopian tube, and then is planted where? The uterus. It develops an attachment after a while where it will begin to feed from the mother. Not so, I have forgotten that, but I remember, is it is it osmosis or diffusion, how the food gets into the child from the woman. Am I communicating to you? So that attachment to the womb isn't ordinary. And that became the placenta much more later, where the child eats from. So the child does not eat from the mouth, the child eats from his stomach. Who gave that food to? Who made that, sir? Baba. So that's how Jesus was. He obeyed those things. So Jesus had an attachment to Mary that was severe much more later. He's a child of her womb. He fed from her. Pastor, am I communicating? Amen. They risk one of the Godhead who became small. Now, I want you to imagine how small, are you getting me, a fertilized egg look like. Who can tell me how small? Amen. Like what? A tadpole. Okay. No, it's mighty Jesus. No. truly, Mama, it's like a tadpole. Am I talking to you? It's like a tadpole. And heaven, Pastor. So all those surrogacy and all those things, it's been there since. It's like God, man is just finding it out. They are just is how Jesus came. That was the only room Jesus had, and that was humility. Satan has taken man, taken everything. The only way was that no space. Satan didn't think of that. God has to create a new biology. So when scientists say they are looking, this that something has been found. Nothing. Solomon said there is nothing new under the sun. Nothing is new under the sun. Nothing is new. Is there any way? Can we go further?
Yes, sir.
I'm gradually moving there. I just want to build and get and quickly leave here. Well, amen. So it's clear. Praise God. And that Jesus was born. I didn't want. It's more. I can't say more, but let me run out of that place. So it's clear he was born later. He was seen on earth. Gradually he was moving. He grew and grew well. How God designed men to grow. John also grew and grew well. But John was not planted. John was earth. John was of the earth, earthy. Because John said it. He said, he that is from the earth speaketh earthly things. He was talking about himself. He was talking about himself. That I am John. You know, they were arguing with him. The person you baptize now is now being popular than you. No man can do anything except he receiveth it from above. And the bridegroom's friend, I'm rejoicing, hearing the voice of the bridegroom. I get it. His joy is being fulfilled. It's necessary that I decrease, he must increase. I have done my job. Can we say amen? So, he that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth, but he that cometh from heaven. So he's talking about two people. You can't bring a carnal man here because discussion is about prophets. It's about two of them. So he's referring to the two of them. There is he, I am the he that is of the earth. and there is he that cometh down from heaven. So I belong to the lineage and the lineage and the clan of earth, starting from the first man called Adam. I love the word, he that is of the earth is earthly. Now, he that is of the earth is not every man. It's not every man that is of the earth. He that is of the earth is what, sir? You must be Adam. He's in the air. If you are not, you are not of the earth yet. You are below the earth. So anyone who rises and come up to earth like Adam. No man that has risen like John. Not so, Pastor. Amen. For I see unto you among them that is born of women, there is not risen and greater than John the Baptist. It means Moses wasn't great with all his mighty works. John was greater than Moses. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So, Pastor, John attained a living soul state. He was a living soul. Adam was a living soul. Adam was made a living soul. Adam was not created a living soul. So when Jesus came, hallelujah, Jesus was born into earth, and Jesus grew. To that, he grew and he became more than Adam. It's difficult to teach Jesus, but I'm going to show you. Are you listening? What did he become? Every one of you became higher than Adam, even though, hello, are you listening to me? Even though he bears the name Son of Man, but Son of Man that was not empty, he borrowed head and grew out of earth. Chapter 3 of John, verse 12. Now 13. No man ascended up to heaven. I have told you earthly things you did not believe. How will you believe I tell you of the heavenly things? No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is where is he? The Son of Man that was in heaven. So he came. That was a past tense. Somebody who came and now he's still in heaven. As it was, I'm talking to you. I'm not here, but I'm in heaven. I came some time from heaven, but I'm right now. Where am I right now? I've gone back to heaven. And we are talking. That's what is called a reason. So you may be here and you have not left here. But he was here, he wasn't here. He grew out of head. So man's expectation, the expectation of God for man was a complex one. We have to investigate it and teach it. So we can see that Jesus showed that you can grow out of it. So your growth is your ascension. So Jesus ascended out of here. And then after some time, he died. Not so. How many of you know he died? Shout it again. After his death. So what happened? He was raised. So Jesus was made the likeness of God. Jesus became like God. So Jesus met the need of the Father. So, amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Kai, oh my Father. Oh my God. Kai. Okay. No man ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man that is in heaven. Chapter 4. Last verse. The Father loved the Son, committed all things into his hand. Amen. Then chapter 5. I will not waste time. The Father loved the Son, showed him all things that he himself doeth. So there is something the Father doeth. So the Father is known for one thing he does. The Father is a doer. So the Father is doing something. Move around, sir. Stand up, my son. Let's say this is the Father. Something is getting done. What does he do, sir? Be going around and let me son. Pastor, as he walk, is also doing something. So when you see the Father, he's busy doing something. What is he doing? He's walking. He's busy doing the Son. Do you see, Pastor?
Yes,
so there is something conscious in the Father.
Yeah.
His Son.
Ew.
So, sir, he's doing his Son.
Yeah.
The Father is drunk
Ew.
Of his Son. He wants his Son.
Bible.
So he now found one man
Ew.
Who is willing to download what he does.
Ew.
And who is willing to live for it. Who wants to fulfill their pleasure? So don't worry, just do it, I will become it. God say, I have been doing it, nobody received it. I tried with it, Moses, he tried, Adam failed me. So we have called back the order of Adam, but you are going to be the last one. You're going to be the last one. So Jesus, at the age of 12, when the Father saw him, oh, this, okay, you could talk. It's nice. Amen. Amen. Can I tell you something? When Jesus was in the flesh, amen, the Father, the interaction of the Trinity with him was, oh, you are Logos, no problem, you know this. No. They were seeing a man. He was a man. He has become man. At the age 12 or at age 8, Jesus cannot remember how he used to be. There's what is called loss of memory. Memory loss. He wasn't acting, so he couldn't, he lost. It was when he began to grow. He now remembered. They had to begin to show him. Correlated with the story of the mother, all of those things are necessary. Mary was telling him something. Joseph was up told him, you didn't come from us, an angel appeared to us. When he was of age, maybe 18 or something, that age 12 will not be able to conceal all. I'm not sure he can conceal all those these things. If you can be excited, do you know who I am? Some of you, they will just ordinarily say you are an apostle. You can't keep it. Huh? We're not going to say. Oh, secretly, you pray in church in the morning before you come to church. Just for the apostolic something to appear on your head. Amen. Say, yeah. So when you come to service, you want them to know you are an apostle. It's true, you are. When you come to church, you want to share with a sister. Do you understand the revelation that came from you? There is this other side too. That's what Pastor Dimeji was teaching from the book of John. I got it from the book of the Ecclesiastes. Amen. That wisdom is better than strength, than weapons of war. two men put together with a chain. Do you know the chain reaction of what is happening? What is that? I don't understand the yesterday. Okay, let me just show you another route. Open to Nahum. Then you keep teaching the lady. It's like you have an apostolic calling. Immediately that revelation is on me. Well, somebody, you are the next person who is saying that. I've been told that several, but you know, we don't look at that. You will take out your book. This is where it was written from. The Lord spoke to me some time ago. Apostle Ye to the nations. Ye. Pastor, we can stay here till 5. What next? But God has. Amen. But you see, Jesus has to be. I'm sure all truths were not given to him at one. They have to also manage the Lord. Little by little, little by little, little by little, because he had a jacket like on. He's a man. He was a man. So the great success of God was even the outward frame of that man, how they came into it without borrowing blood from anywhere. So the father decided, then Jesus, when Jesus was born, hey, age 15, age 20. Pastor, I believe at 20, he has started being taught everlasting life. That's when the walk started. Christ was first of all built in him. From that 12 upward, you know, 12, 13, 12 is the end of childhood, you know, the last childhood age. A child from, let's say, 2 to 12. Is it 2 to 12? 2 after 10 is not an ordinary thing. Then, am I talking to you? Then 13, 14, 15, it means something in the spirit. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. So by 20, you should have finished Christ's curriculum. Yeah. Pastor, because he became earth. Pastor, you know at 20, you should go for war. In the Old Testament, that's the law. So it now remained the age of a priest in the spirit. So God has to now compress it for him. For 10 years, I believe, Jesus began to learn of the spiritual Levitical order. High one, everlasting life. Priestly order, after Melchizedek. So it was not a priest in the tabernacle. It was a priest away from the tabernacle, a priest of heaven. Because from earth to heavens, the first earth, the earth without pollution, was Melchizedek all through. Yes, even to heavens. Yes. I taught the message a long time ago. We had a breakthrough. That was the first time we had a breakthrough of the heavens and the priestly lineage in heaven about Melchizedek. All those priests, all those angels are Melchizedek. Till Adam, it was Melchizedek. King of righteousness. King of peace. And that priesthood weakened in Genesis. That priest who sustained hope was their strength. And that priest still met, one of the priests met Abraham. one of those priests met Abraham after the conquest of kings and he slew them. But as oath was being taken away, substituted for Exodus, law, Melchizedek just fizzled out. Why? Man has no strength to bear it. Why? Man can't swear and be are you getting me? And stay by it. And that's why God now, they now brought a law. Lord, don't use oath. Let your yea be yea. Your nay be nay. Because you pollute the universe when you swear. But Abraham swore to Melchizedek. God now swear to Melchizedek through the mouth of an angel. So it was clear. Oath sustained Genesis. Not so, Pastor.
Yes.
Oath sustained Genesis. Shout hallelujah. And there are two substances of oath. What are they, sir? It says bread and wine. Bread and wine. That's what Melchizedek brought. And what Melchizedek brought was the blessing he transferred to Abraham. What Jacob collected from Isaac was bread and wine. Dew of heaven is constant. Fat of the earth is constant. He gave Esau fat of the earth and dew of heaven. But I have sustained your brother with bread and wine. And you are going to serve him. As long as he had bread and wine, you are in trouble. What matter? That's the blessing. And that bread and wine was what Jesus came with. He wore bread, which is his flesh. And then what's that? Wine running in his. So a complete package from heaven. Oath came to us. Baba Yeshua. Shout hallelujah. I like the way you see. Amen, sir. Shout hallelujah. This is the Son of God I'm talking about. Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
After resurrection, he died. I'm jumping. But before death, when he came in that, God has to begin to walk inside him. When Jesus came of 20, 20 is foundation. Yes. Ogun. Twenty is what, my brother? War. At the same time, it's time of inheritance. So, and that is the time inheritance is the work God has been wanting to do. You see, Tafosene etata lamata in Lenden Selia. The image work that he wanted to do in Genesis, God now had the base to work. He saw a man who could receive it. And this image is higher than the one angels bore. Whether you don't like it, whether you like it or not, angels have image and they have likeness. So I want us to, so first, the first wall, heaven and earth, image and likeness owns here. All the heavens, what was there? Image and likeness. So, Posheni Alamota, there was one image that seemingly look as if God can depend on it. It also failed. In fact, it was the one who first failed. The highest image of the heavens and likeness of the heaven. Even look at their names. Sons of Elohim. Look at their names. Lucifer. son of the morning. Ehiel. Am I communicating to you? All of these names are in ordinary names, though. It's a name of their innermost being, name of their inheritance. What God worked in them. Not so, sir. What God worked in all of them. Hebrew chapter 1 said, let's see, God who has sundry times in diverse manner spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, at in this last day spoken unto us by his own Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, and by whom also he made their kingdoms, all the worlds, his dominions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express, what, sir? That one image there is likeness of his person, upholding all things by what? By the word of his power. When he had by himself, what, sir? Purged our sins, sat down where? At the right hand side of the majesty on high. Can we come forward? What happened? Then the ninth. So being made so much better. What is this made? What is the meaning of made? An image and likeness. It means if he's made so much better, that's an inheritance. He's appointed heir of all things. Being made so much better than the angels, as he had by his made. Yes, sir. By his making. What happens now? In what, sir? Mohina. So to name it is to spell the function of this inheritance. So these angels had inheritance. So being made, say it, son. Shout it, sir. So that superiority is not wings. It's something in them that God put in them as a design for exaltation. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen?
Amen?
All of us, can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
So being made so much better than them, meaning being being superior in image, in likeness. Even one bears the name who is like God and is not like God. So the likeness God is this son. Who is this likeness? So the word Michael is like God. Who is like God? Amen. Pastor, and Satan knew Michael pointed to something. He said, I want to be like the Most High. He wanted to steal that thing, that image. Satan saw that the angels were not so loved. Amen. What do I say, sir? The guy was thinking away from his giddu. Are you listening to me? He was supposed to guide his thought and not think such things. That's how the... So that giddle in their chest means don't what, sir? Don't think away from what, sir? Your confinement. And he felt the way you feel, the way people who are liberals, leftists, liberals. Satan is the father of liberalism. He became liberal in heaven. He was not conservative. So what you see right now in advancement is from his brightness. It is his brightness that was, by the reason of his brightness, what happened? His heart was lifted up. Yes, question. So when you see men talking question, somebody taught them. It's not you thinking. So don't think you are the one thinking. It's not new. Let them zoom the world before to you I'm talking about heavens. You see how angels think. Who fell? Who is God? Who is like God? What do you mean by God? They were arguing. It was a movement. It was a campaign. It was a terrible campaign. It was heavy in heaven. And yet the Father didn't shake on the throne. So he now flushed those boys out of heaven. They came out in anger and swore that they will make sure he feels the pain. So we know where you come from. If you are a liberal mind, this is your thought. I'm not abusing you. I just want to show you have parents in the spirit. It's not new. That liberal mind is an heavenly couple. It's not your mind. When I mean heavenly camp, not God's heaven, is a polluted heaven. May men know all these things. Can we shout hallelujah? Kopashona. Kobashona. Hatava lohono. There is something here. Everyone. Amen. So they began to give work. Jesus saw the Father doing something. And then the Father said, copy it. What we're doing. Pastor, it means, I don't know what the Father, what was in the Father. This thing is deep. What they are consumed with right now is what Jesus, they now found one man who can exactly download it. So when we say son, it's a walk. So all those angels, who are they? He share. So when you say you are wrestling against principalities, are you hearing the teaching mommy taught? You confess every day. Boys are the one making you do it. If you know what they put in them, Pastor, somewhere, I don't know where I was, maybe in London, I was teaching about heavenly graces. That all those beings you see in heaven is grace. So. Satan, Lucifer is grace. Michael, they are all grace. They understand grace and peace be multiplied more than you. Oh, you don't believe it? They have grace, but not your grace. So God just create grace. When he wanted to bless them and make them up, he just dropped grace inferior. So this present heaven is an inferior grace. This new one is the real one. The real substance. The one he has. So the one he has is the running of the transaction of God's work. So the Son has been making a movement in God. He's been in them. They've been carrying that baby. Kept it for ages. So then for the first time, they now found one man. Pastor. I wonder why they didn't make mistake. Why they didn't make mistake giving it to angels? They would have been in trouble. So posenipata alaso, they hid it before the foundation of the world. They hid it. Things that were meant for your glory. Now, for your glory is what you will become that will bring you into glory. Your inheritance. So they kept the real inheritance, the real deed. They kept it away from creations, creatures that can see. And say, okay, to you will I share these things with. So when your man, our kind, failed, there's no problem. We will come. It's high time to come here. Why? Who is going to come from my words? Let me come. He said, the sacrifice is great. Oh, he said, what do you understand? I'm my time by what? I have seen it. Before you thought it, before, while you are thinking, I was thinking it. Aren't we brethren? They think alike. So the Holy Ghost fell. I just felt Holy Ghost. Looking at Logos, the word. You mean you want to come? If you come, I stake myself. I will follow you. I will follow you. I will make sure. Any. Shout hallelujah. I will make sure everything you stand for, I will be a witness. Then they look beyond the banister of heaven and look into the future and saw a period where the word will be absent from the earth over 2,000 years. Holy Ghost say, you see, you died here. You became flesh and suffered and died a grotesque death, went to hell. I will stay in darkness for 2,000 years. Maybe you never thought it. Since Holy Ghost came, he never left. Holy Ghost has seen nation against nation. He has seen evil. He has seen men left God. He has seen wickedness. Yes, he's still here. Expecting that one day some of you will learn and love this son and bring him back. And that is why Pastor Dimeji was born. Yes, sir. That's the reason why he was born. Yes, is to bring back the son. Yes, so you see that if Pastor Dimeji failed ministry, they will kill him. They will kill you, Pastor Fisayo. Oh, imagine you go and marry somebody else. You'll be choking that person every day because you'll never be satisfied. You may even divorce. I don't know anybody my wife can marry the way I have lived with her, because she was designed to bring back the son. So we have Maranatha generations. So don't think you can. Some of your guys who left, no problem. Don't even worry themselves. Some of them have to leave. It's those who endure to the end. Some, if you try to leave, they will never allow you to leave. They will do everything. They will scatter your life. They will say, you have to endure until Jesus showed up here. Can you? You must cooperate with the Holy Ghost. Live by faith. Do everything to make sure you bring Jesus. Are you blessed, every one of you? I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Say amen. Imagine if Jesus failed. Is it death of Jesus? Is not just the thing. It's the end. Jesus living here and downloading that to align his life to be different from every other man. And live. Imagine everybody was not living by God's will. Only one man. Then you can understand why God will appreciate David. A man after my heart, who will do all my will. So they tie him to the lamb. From your loins I will bring forth one who will sit upon your throne, even your throne forever. Not so. Why? Because David obeyed God in a figure. Pastor, that David wasn't just somebody who just desired God. David downloaded the image.
Yes,
he did. Am I talking to you? He downloaded. That was the thing. He downloaded the image. David was an ensign to a generation. He said, I've given him for a sign. So when you read David, David was a type of Christ. And he came and he fulfilled it. And live that way. Shout hallelujah. maybe partially this morning, this night, I will just end it up. I think we should begin to close it. I will end it up. The Lord has blessed us today. Amen. Just Kasaf Hamalotas. I don't know what. Can we pray, can we all pray that? There is something about this meeting. My tongue is heavy. It's like something wants to say something. If it is more than just teaching, preaching, there is something. Let them reveal it to us. Pray for me. Let us pray. Jesus' name, there is a reason for this meeting. No, though in your mind is your annual program, but there is something beyond now that. There is something at the back of this program. It's falling into a season in heaven that heaven wants you all to know about. It's concretely aligning with something in heaven. There's something Jesus wants to say. There's something Jesus wants us to know. There's an information. There's a message. The angel of the Lord is trying to pass a message across to us. Amen. Behind the teaching, there's what it's meant for. Something is hiding somewhere. Something is saying, This is the sentence.
Oya plabada bra fladaba sana mambla falababa zagudo kando kandia la pali sentence, ma or ofinos kadilia kapatiana mishta Mr. Nicolio Cafrene, son. Ibinos Catabre Fleane Teso, Senior Asinia Satisia to son. My blessing is being given. It is the season for many sons to arise. Many. It is time to come into the season. My father wants to walk even the lifetime sentence.
Yes.
It is a lifetime sentence.
Oh.
A lifetime imprisonment.
Oh,
the glory of the Son. The glory of the Son is to be sentenced into a cage, even a cage of his father. For a son is one who carries his father without turning. Without turning, it is an eternal sentence. Eternal imprisonment, even imprisonment in glory. Imprisonment in glory. So I'm painting even this glorious estate. For as many who so desire may embrace this eternal captivation. Be captivated. I want as many who will receive me, will receive this divine sentence, to come into sonhood, come carry all that the Father holds, come hold, come be imprisoned, even in the hood, for I'm a prisoner of my Father, I carry even the things of my Father, I'm confined within the ambit, even of the life code, even of the Godhead. It is an eternal joy, eternal gladness that I'm calling in you into, to come partake even of this sentence. It is sentence into sonhood, even to partake even of the blessedness of Godhood, said Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Dimitri, I want you to say something about it. Please, let's listen.
Yes, sir. While you were ministering, I just was led to check what the word sentence meant.
Okay, sir.
Yes, so it means that, using my words, the Son of God is the sentence of the Godhead.
Oh.
This is the dictionary meaning of sentence. A sentence is a group of words that conveys a complete thought.
Jesus Christ.
It conveys a complete thought. Okay. Then that's a key component of the sentence. There are many, but one is subject, the person. Place or a thing.
Jesus Christ. What?
So that means that the Son of God is the sentence of God.
I feel relieved about it, sir. I feel relieved about it. It's like, that's the interpretation. Amen. Yeah. Yes.
Zomana papra vanada zineba ogo ogogo abo ogo ogomande hefado mefregane hefetoniga Vaina mahavrathe doshena la papalido, ovijinata, eride, orogo, orovende shene, onia kapata, ovino faka stefe, fuendo tiriba balumba insoro. Yes, it is I have seen the Father.
Yes.
I have seen the Father. For no one has seen the Father. Mm. No one has seen God at any time. Mm. No one has seen God. I am he. Who has the declaration of the Father? Mm. I am he who has the words of the Father. I am he who has the light of the Father. I bring you. Even the light of the Father. I bring you the Daniatamanton Flitum Fantantali Kapako Kikatata Mikot Utekaka Toka Tofli Kapatu Skepokli Kafrado Vujin Dadiluska Likandoska Tika Lika Mavrathoshinanda Megoskila Maiskanala My Lada.
Yeah.
Lada, I am the ladder. I show you the ladder, even to God, even to the Godhead. I am the ladder. I show you the steps. I show you. I bring you into an experience, even into an experience of the person that my Father is. Even the person who my Father is. I am the ladder that can take you to the Father. I bring you even the conglomerate of words. Even the conglomerate of, even of light. Even to partake. Even of this inheritance. Come partake. Oh, maneke. Mangrofli tanika. Mamblia kaprade. Ndesten nonska liklia kaprate lia klaplete. Oliboska lia labana. Ojinabada. Organeso. Zanapate. For my Father is my inheritance. It is the inheritance. He is the inheritance. For everyone who comes to know the Son. We come into the inheritance that I came into. I will show him the Father, and he will receive even the blessedness, even the inheritance that the Father gave unto me. Yes, yes, I am the inheritance. I am the ladder. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Even the sentence, even the divine sentence, even into the life, even into the captivity of the God life, said Jesus. Flabado, Evlima Cavra Calida, Evenepo Flecamato, Zenema Hostende, Yo Ugenate, Zenepato Liestatan Tiela ten, Emio Cateste Fenteni Calapa, Evilafa Lia Cafete, Fecatania ten, Ezinamando Fule Calia Cafa Fool ten. I am that fool ten. I am the angel. I am the angel of the fool ten. Even the fool, the angel of the fool blessing. Even the angel of the fool blessing. O frekani kapapli kaplates kitanatan. Oshkenen ten. Sentence, I'm the angel of that sentence. I hold the script. I hold even the document, even of your sentence. For you ought to read me. For you ought to read. For you ought to read even my mannerism. Even my mannerism. Even there's a mannerism of blessing. Even there's a demonstration. Even the demonstration of the blessing. Even that you ought to read. You ought to read. Even for to receive. Even that which I hold. I'm the angel of the full ten. Come into the ten. Come into the ten. Come. Receive the ten. Come, 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 come. Ebiatalapa prefalika flatanika. Even the jailer, even the jailer, even the jailer, even the holder of the script ten, even the ten, even your sentence, even your sentence, even your tense, even your tenses, even your tenses, tenses, ten tenses. Come receive even the document, even the wreath. Even the writ, even the writing, even the words that should bring you, even bring you into your full ten, even into your full ten, even into your full ten, said Jesus.
Father, I thank you for today. Give you the praise. Thank you for coming to us. Lord Jesus, thank you for sending your angel. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Words has spirit. Words has life has come unto you. Now is the season to walk in the things spoken. For more messages, visit our website at www.thecitygate.org. Stay blessed!